Numbers chapter 32, verses 20 to 24. The East Bank. Moses is firm. Moses spells it out. Moses lays down the terms. Moses makes it clear. These could be titles. Moses is firm. What do I mean? Well, the two tribes, the Gadites and the Reubenites, have wanted to stay on the East Bank. And we've been through that and how Moses was angry with them, but they responded well. And they promised to stay in the land with their children and get that sorted, but then immediately go ahead on the Israelites into Canaan and fight for them and with them until they're settled and so on. Now, what does Moses do then? Now, then Moses said to them, if you will do this, if you will arm yourselves before the Lord for battle, and if all of you will go armed over the Jordan before the Lord until he has driven out his enemies before him, then when the land is subdued before the Lord, you may return and so on. But if you fail to do this, he goes on to the negative, if you fail to this, if you fail to take these, keep your promise, you will be sinning against the Lord, and you may be sure your sin will find you out. You know, well, build the place up for your wives and children, that's right, women folk, yes, but do what you have promised. Numbers 32, verses 20 to 24. Look how clear he is. Look how he tightens it up. Look how he gets it spelled out. Nothing wishy-washy about this. Oh, well, we mean well, good intentions. No, no, no. Well, we'll sort it, you know, all that kind of wishy-washy, sentimental talk. They're not well-meaning, pious sentiment. No, no. He gets the small print down, and he's hard-nosed about it, and he's clear. If, then. If not, as it were, then. You see, he's reasoning it out, he's setting it down, and the people are promising, making sure, he's making sure they know what they're promising and they're going to keep this promise. Look how he raises the stakes here. He's nailing them down to an obligation. You've made your promise. Well, you must perform. And look how he raises it here. He talks about sin and God, verse 23. You're sinning against God if you don't keep your vow. This is not some pious sentiment, or we might do well, we intend to do well. It's not good intentions, it's getting down to it and seeing it through. It's not just for the first 5 minutes. People are always excited at the beginning about things, aren't they? Oh yes, we mean to do this. No, no. These vows are binding. These vows are lasting. These are to be kept before the Lord. And he talks about punishment. Your sin will find you out. It's sin. These things that we say before the Lord, these are binding vows. These are important things. No, that's not the word. It's very, very important. We've seen this in chapter 30, from verse 1 on, vows. We've seen about sin being punished in chapter 31, verse 1 and on. Moab and Midian. We've seen it in this history. Israel has seen it, and Moses is spelling it out to Reuben and Gad here. Now, you understand, it's not just good wishes. It's not well-intentioned here. You say you'll do it. 10 years' time, 20 years' time, 30 years' time, you'll still be doing it. You understand. The two come together here, vows and sin and punishment. This is why the marriage vow is so important. This is why church covenants are so important. People make church covenants. They make agreements. They sign off on it. They say what they're going to do. But it's integrity. How many churches just pay no attention to their covenants. They've made their agreements. They've made their statements. But they don't keep them. But here, the long term is in view, and Moses wants it spelled out. The believer's word is his bond. It's the same for me. Oh, Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Paul says, I've seen it right through to the end. It's the believer's word is his bond, and his bond is his word. Remember what Jesus says in Matthew 5, verse 33 to 37. He says, don't go with all these flowery fancy oaths. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Say what you mean what you say, and keep it. These are very serious things. Of course, things break down, but sin is involved in it. And I confess it to myself, too. I confess it about myself. I feel it, know it. May God show us these things and make us determined to keep and hold to our covenants and our agreements and our vows. It's not flowery, it's not sentiment, it's not well-meaning, it's not pious, it's solid, hard-nosed agreement. And it's what we have to keep and do. May God bless us in thinking of these things. Is there a brother or sister thinking of getting married soon? Now you know how serious it is. Joining the church, as it were. Covenanting in a church. These are serious vows. These are things that we say before the Lord. And we have to answer to Him for all these things. May God bless this discourse to us. It's a very solemn one. But Moses here is not living in cloud cuckoo land. He knows he must get it down for the Reubenites and the Gadites and for Israel too. So we all know the terms. We all got the small print and it's all worked out for us. For Christ's sake, may we be those who glorify God and be men and women of our word. For Christ's sake. Amen.